썼을 때. 아, so, 아, 어, good evening. So, today I was unable to do the, I came down to do the preparation, but I was unable to do. So, tomorrow that and to the teaching today, and then we'll do the soul offering just for preparation.
Do not commit any non-virtuous actions. Perform only perfect virtuous actions. Subdue your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha. A star, a visual apparition, a flame of a lamp, an illusion, a drop of dew, or a bubble, a dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud, see conditioned things as such. Through these merits, may sentient beings attain the rank of all seeing, subdue the fall of faults, and be delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the ways of aging, sickness, and death.
So, this verse mentions this verses which is mentioned by Buddha and the end of the Dhammakara Sutra. This verse comes there. And in the Dhammakara Sutra teaching at the end, see. So they looking at the causal phenomena, looking at causal phenomena. All the phenomena, with the phenomena which are causal phenomena, they meditate in their nature. Looking at them in their nature, the false and reality, and natural impermanence that do not last, that constantly say decaying, changing, decaying, not only decaying day by day, hour by hour. Minute by minute, second by second, even within second, the subtle impermanence, even within second, they do not last. They decay even within second, not only second by second, but even within second. So, so that do not last. they decay. So that constantly, this is their nature. So particularly what we should concentrate on is this causal phenomenon is your own life, also alive, including this, including I, this aggregates, this body, possessions, surrounding people, family members, friends, enemies, strangers. So, particularly, these are the subjects to cultural phenomena. Particularly, we have to remember. So, looking at the nature, see, that which all appears to you something else which doesn't exist, all these things, and reality is something else, emptiness. Reality is the very nature is emptiness. Empty. So, empty of how they appear to you, and empty of how we have been believing, how we have been holding on to, how we have been holding on to things, empty of that. So the phenomena is empty of. Empty of how they have been appearing to our hallucinated mind, and empty of how we have been believing at them, how we have been holding on to them, all the time. So empty of that. Oh, that's what they're saying. Empty of this. See? So this. So that part is the that part is the false. So that's. So all the this is our biggest problem, and all the other problems are problems of the attachment, problems of the anger, problems of ignorance, jealous mind, pride, all the doubts, all problems with all the emotional mind. This is the basis, comes from this, the way that phenomena appear to most of the hallucinated mind appeared false, which is not there, and didn't believe. Then on top of that, that's not the only problem. The problem is that then we let our mind hold on to that. This is present true. So no doubt, no question. So live life completely. We live life completely. so we live life completely with that. It's really. How to say? It's a unbelievable, shocking. If you realize this, we've been cheating ourselves constantly, from beginningless rebirth. Not only from this morning, not only now, not only from this morning, not only from birth, not only from birth. Since the consciousness took place in the fertilized egg in the mother's womb, not only from that time, from beginningless rebirth. So constantly. So not only problem that appears the wrong way. You see all these phenomena that which are that our mind labeled constantly, this and that. So then appeared back to our mind. You see, hallucinated mind. not merely labeled by mind. Right, just second before your mind merely imputed. But then he's not aware of that, and not aware of that at all. And see, what your mind labeled merely emitted, and then it appeared back in the next second. something totally. So there's many different levels. So so when it appeared back, when it appeared back, it has as permanent, as permanent. That's somewhat the the Sanskrit name Chitamerva Sa Bhagava Bhagavan Bhagava has forgotten Bhagava. I've forgotten. Anyway, the four schools of Buddhist philosopher, the Chitamerva, it has eaten groups, eaten school. Okay. So there's the name of Deva, so on. So so it appear so they see in the Hindu religion, the I is the self, you know, believed permanent, you know, what you call it, Atma, believed permanent, and say. Existing, say, alone, existing with his own, existing alone, without dependence, say, paths and existing, say, with his own freedom, without dependent cause conditions. So like that. So here in the Buddhist Babashika, that's right, Babashika school, the Chedamerva, which is the 18th school, Haiva. The first one, so there you see, the view of this school, even this first school, reality, or the view of the school. However, this is empty, it's empty of permanence. The eyes empty of permanence. Nature, it's the process. It's under the cause conditions, so they existing under the cause and conditions, so it changes, you know, it changes, it decays, you know, constantly. So it's a nature of impermanence, so it's empty of permanence. And then the empty of existing dependent parts, so it's empty of existing alone, and it depends on cause conditions, it is empty of existing with its own freedom. So that's the reality. So if you analyze this, what we discover. If you analyze, this is what you discover, the nature of the I self is here. So the same, the rest of the phenomena, cultural phenomena. So So anyway, so so there is when the second before the mind impeded eye, mind which you see focus or seized aggregates. You see, so during the different activities, so the mind will see the aggregates, you see, then merely impute the eye, and then the next second it appears back, and then you see. then you see, appeared back as permanent, appeared back as existing alone, appeared back as you see, existing with freedom, with its own freedom. So there's all this, so there's all this hallucination we have with the I, the self. So when it appears back, you see, this extremely gross wrong view. Unbelievable, extremely gross. So on top of that, then this that this so the so the I mean the older school the. The view is that the self, not only that, but empty of self sufficiency, trying to be saved to Dongba, empty of self sufficiency. So they say existing without dependent aggregates, they say, and continuity of that. So, collections of aggregates and the continuity of that, without dependent, so the as a controller of the aggregates. So, so anyway, so self sufficiency, see. So the when the eye appears back, second before your mind labeled, but next second when it appears back, you see it in the another hallucination, self sufficiency. Self sufficiency. Appear that then. Then there's a sort of saying. Then maybe also this say the say outwardly existing so Chirotun Dutra, you know. There's a so there's a the according to Mother Maker School that so there's a the phenomena the imprint what's left on the substance or the imprint what's left on this the seventh conscience the base of all the samsara nirvana, so substance, the imprint what's left on that, then manifest out one as knower, one as the knowing phenomena, shepa knowing phenomena, the one is the object of that knowing phenomena. So manifest out with two things, subject and object. So the without depending on the substance left on the seven conscience, without depending on that, manifest onto a subject or object. So that is without depending on that, you know, substance or the imprint or the left on seven conscience manifests out is one subject and one object. So that's so in here this have this hallucination, you know, say outwardly existing on the up here. However, then then the Rangyuba, you know, the mathematical school, Rangyuba, Sautana school, Debatua, the truly existent is there. So, that say without depend without say depend on the see appearing to the valid mind and to see and that valid mind labeling without depend on that and then existing you see from its own side. So the that definition of true existence according to the mathematical schools of Sautantra school and Giba. So that the second the minute that means the second with the I self, you know, first second the mind immediately but then next second to see appear back as that, you know, that truly that type of true existence, you see. It's also there. It's also there. This hallucination is also there. This, you know, this false eye is also there. So then next then the very subtle one. Then the very subtle one. The very subtle, see, object to be reputed. Gakcha. The very subtle object to be reputed. So so the Sautantric school, see, the eyes merely eyes labeled by mind. Eye has to be labeled by mind, you know. Come from mind. So therefore, you know, therefore can't truly exist, you know. From its own side. So it means truly existing. Here the definition of truly existing is without the mind labeling, you know, truly existing. So for that, so of course, as I mentioned before, we have this hallucination on the eye appear back. I appear in that in this form of hallucination. There. And then the what so what the Rangyuba think is correct. You know, the eye is labeled by mind, but it should have existence from its own side. It's labeled by mind, but it should have existence from its own side. So now that there should be something from its own side, you see. There should be something from a side object, you see. So now that, now what Rangyuba Sautantric school think correct view, that's totally incorrect according to the Prasangika school view, which is the next one. The Madhyamaka school, the second one, the Prasangika school. So that's totally wrong, which they think is the correct view, but next, according to the Madhyamaka school, Prasangika school, is completely wrong. So it is labeled by mind, but there should be something existing from the side. How is that? Otherwise, how can it exist? You know, so they can't figure out, you know, the immediate label, or they can't understand cannot say. If it's a mere label, then it doesn't exist. That's what they think, you see. So cannot accept only one object. Cannot accept I, you know, existing as a existing, you know, as a mere level by mind. Existing in name, mere level by mind. Couldn't understand that. And so so that so the mere level of mind. So the existing mere name in mere level by mind. So therefore it's empty. Therefore it's empty of existing from those sides. So they couldn't put two things together, existence, the subtle dependent arising dependent existence and the emptiness. basically the emptiness that that extremely the most subtle emptiness. So however that's the emptiness. The emptiness. There's only one emptiness that you can by realizing you can eliminate the root of samsara, you see. So they say, So what Rangyupa believes that exists. Label of a mind, but it should there should be something existing from a side. So, so that one. that is the reputing object. The single view object to be reputed. So there should be something existing from sub object. Or that one is, even though it's a label, but that one is total, completely, you say, total non-existence. Total non-existence. So when you realize that, then you realize person can view emptiness. Oh, the emptiness. There's only one that which directly eliminates the root of samsara, the ignorance. root of one's own samsara, you see, ignorance. holding the eyes truly extinct, while there's no such I exist at all, and holding the aggregates as truly extinct, while such aggregates, you know, say total non-existent, not merely label one. You see something. I which is not a mere level of one, I guess which is not a mere level of one. Only total nonsense. That's total nonsense. So there's huge piles of hallucination when the eye appeared back after the mere invitation. When it appeared back, next second there's a huge piles of hallucination. You see, so that, so far. Now, so therefore, the answer is, you see, answer, you know, why you have fear, you see, or why you feel unhappy, you know, why you experience feel unhappiness or depression. However, I see, so whatever the problems, whatever the problems of mind, whatever the problems of body, even this, you know, even this, you press here, you feel pain, you know, you press here. Why you feel pain? It's of great bliss. So why there's pain? Why you experience pain? So same. Yeah. when you go through the drawers or sometimes you bang or had the drawer or some knocked, you see, a pen table or something. So why you feel pain, you know, so all that so same. why there's attachment arising, you know, in the daily life, certain objects, attachment arising, certain objects anger arising, certain objects pride, you know, jealous mind, and so ignorance. So this in the daily life, in the different objects. Why? What? Why? Why it's happening? So that you know, all these wrong concepts, superstitious thought. You see, because it's not true. Because the object, what did it project? What it believes, what it project, is not true. It doesn't. It's not there. It doesn't exist. each delusion has its own view projected. That it believes, which is not true. Doesn't exist. Because doesn't exist because it's all built after on the basis of the projection by the ignorance, you know, the projection, projection, false view, projection, object repeated, projected by the ignorance on what is merely impeded by mind. I, action, object, the phenomena which are merely impeded by the mind, merely impeded by your mind. So mere imputation by your, you know, by your mind. right at that second, there's a projection decorated on that mere imputation. Hallucination decorated on the mere imputation. So then made it real. Everything made real, you see. This true existence, you see. What exists is the first one that merely impeded by mind. That's what exists. The next one in the payback, you see, the next thing that then you see projection, the hallucination, the true existence decorated, you know, on these things. By the ignorance, you know, by the concept of holding ignorance, holding truth, by leaving the negative imprint on the mental continuum, and then from the mental continuum, then you see this project, this hallucination is decorated there. So comes from there, hallucination comes. The projection is decorated there. So then, the true existence. So that's how you see everything matter real, you know, something which is not there. I, action, object, everything, hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, happiness problem, even day-to-day life, happiness problem. So everything you see, met something real, you know, by your mind. Met something real by your mind, by the ignorance. By the ignorance. You see. So it created your own hallucination. It created your own hallucination, your own world, hallucination. See that. So what I was saying before was so people ask, well, in the West, you see, especially, why there's fear? You know, why people have fear? You know, one of the questions. What is fear? So anyway, it's the same, you know. It's the same. Any problems, say, you know. So that, not on that question, but any, see, why there's problem, or the, What is anxiety all that fear, worry, I mean all the things you see, all the mental problems and as well as all the physical problems, so pain. So as I mentioned there, so including these, because we left, didn't realize. Didn't realize that I was empty, as well as the actions or objectives. I didn't realize it. Empty. From beginning of rebirth, you see. So this hallucination that you have created, you see. projected by your ignorance. So then something appears, something real, you see, independent or true reason. So then we let our mind to hold on to that truth. So from beginningless rebirth, you see. So that's the ultimate answer. That's the ultimate answer why we have all this, you know. So anyway, even the you know, relating to individuals, all the difficulties, whatever you see. So everything is because of that, came from that. So including the world problems, the same. There's a war, famine, disease, torture, poverty, sicknesses, dangerous fire, water, air, earthquakes. Tsunamis. President Clinton mentioned it's natural. But I don't think it's natural. And it's not natural. It's not natural because if there's no mind, it doesn't exist. If there's no mind, tsunami doesn't exist. If there's no mind, tsunami doesn't exist. If there's no mind, tsunami doesn't exist. If there's no obscured mind, tsunami doesn't exist. there is no obscured mind. Obscured mind. If there is no obscured mind, Swami doesn't exist. How does Swami, I mean, say, there is no cause for Swami to happen. You know, if there is no obscured mind, if there is no need karma, Swami doesn't exist. If there is no need karma, Swami doesn't exist. Okay, so that. all the people see wouldn't suffer. Yeah, that wouldn't happen. All the people due to the condition, all the people suffered, and the whole valley washed away. So that, you know, even the big hotels filled water. So they all that. I don't think it's a great bliss. I don't think it's an experience of great bliss. So it's a suffering. See, anyway, so without need karma, it's impossible to happen that. It came from negative, it's creation of negative karma, it's a production of negative karma, and negative thoughts, you know, negative action. So it's not natural. That's not natural at all. If that is natural, then everything will be natural. If tsunami is natural, then everything is not karma. Not that karma. No, karma doesn't exist. If that is natural, then everything is natural. You know, independently happening. It doesn't depend on karma. It doesn't depend on mind of sentient beings. So. That means the people who although died, suffered all this, they didn't depend on karma. You see, if you say that's natural, then all these people who suffered, died during that time, didn't depend on karma. So that means karma doesn't exist. Then you see, if karma doesn't exist, then you don't have we don't have freedom to overcome karma. If the karma doesn't exist, then we don't have freedom. Our life doesn't have freedom over karma. You know, we can't change karma. You see. What did I say? Yes, that's right. Thank you very much. So, yeah, if that's natural, then everything will be natural. Everything has to have got to be natural. All those people who died, suffered fear, unbelievable fear, you know, it's all natural then. Then they say, then karma doesn't exist, you see. Then if karma doesn't exist, okay, then we don't have freedom. You see, we don't have freedom to overcome suffering. We don't have freedom to overcome suffering. Okay, so we say, then there's no freedom to achieve liberation. There's no freedom to achieve liberation, which means cessation of the suffering and its cause, you know, the action and delusion. So, cessation, that is the liberation. So, means you can't achieve liberation. See, no way you can achieve enlightenment. So that. Ha ha ha. So anyway, so what I was saying, you know, including all the the huge change economic this time during these years. going some more down, and those those famous banks that many millionaires, you know, they say 100% trust, so it was lost. So anyway, so same, you see, it's about ultimate answer, this one. this wrong concept, you know, from beginningless rebirth, we let our mind hold on to this. false eye. not merely labeled by mind, existing from the sight. So it's so that. We let our mind hold on to this hallucination is true. Instead of looking at it hallucination, looking at it empty as reality, but then you see, we let our mind to hold on to that, independent, or they say, truly existent, or not mere level of mind, you see. So that's totally 100% believe in that. Look at the wrong way. So that's the ultimate answer. So everything is then including relationship problems, whatever, any problem. So that so what I was saying before. Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned, quoting to the four understands, teaching, composed by Ayadeva, the six ornaments, the six great pandits, those are. highly attained, six ornaments, the great pandits. So Ayadeva, one of them. So quoting to that teaching, what is on the basis of what is apprehended by the ignorance holding the eye, you know, true existence. Then it's accurate. it's accurate. That is ugly, you know. Then anger rises. anger rises. So then this may have mentioned this last part. my mind but simply anger arises, and then you say anger has its own wrong view on that. We say projection. Like the ignorance has some projection, true existence, you see, a project, something real. So you see, on the mere level of Ramana's view, project is true existence. So they, on that basis, then they see, there's a, the bad to serve and the ugliness, however, and then anger rises. then it projects its own false view, you see there. Then, as actually have this beautiful, then attachment rises, and it projects its own wrong view, you see, false view. what is the apprehended theme? Do not exist. do not exist. So, one can realize the object of ignorance, you see, empty. One can realize it doesn't exist. One can realize this as it doesn't exist in the reality. So one can do that. So I'm talking about explaining, see, the confirming that how you can realize it is the object of ignorance, what is the projection, you say, that believe the 100% truth, how you can realize it's empty. So that applies how we can achieve liberation from oceans of samsara, suffering and cause, the karma and delusion, see. How you can seize all the delusion, and the karma, so they liberate from all oceans of samsara suffering. How we can do that, so that reasoning that, or the proving that you can achieve liberation, so that so. So what I was saying before, so all this, so this causative phenomena, these causative phenomena which I mentioned before, what is the main object that we should think about, the causative phenomena? When you go through this verse, what in particular what we should think, what kind of causative phenomena. So, I mean, general, but particularly this, what I mentioned before, you see. So the object of anger, attachment, all this, the self-I, the aggregates, and the possessions, possessions, these object of attachment, then surrounding people. So however, there comes friend, enemy, stranger. So the object of anger and attachment, so the so then, using these verses, on these these particular objects, the meditative, say. So, during the daytime, while the sun rising, see the you don't see stars. So the not only the Arya beings, Arhatas and the higher Bodhisattvas and all of them, but even the Buddhas, maybe I bring up this first. So anyway, these phenomena, which I mentioned before, so all these are which the first time we all mind really impeded, and then then they created all this hallucination, you know, in the truly the independence, all these things, you know, real one or existing permanent society. The real one is the common word. real one is common people we always use. But if you analyze or think while you're using the word real, how do you believe the object? How does the object appear to you? How do you believe the object? While you're saying real this, you see. So basically it's there. You know, true extent or independence or existing from a society or existing by nature. So it's all same. So then we let our mind to hold on this 100%, 100% is true. So now, and so we're living our life in this way, with this hallucination, with this wrong belief, total false belief. We're living our life day and night all the time. we have been living our life in this way. So so in our life, what we are afraid of, frightened of, including death, what we are frightened of. So there's no such a real thing. So are frightened of something which doesn't exist, which is not there, you see. So basically like that. So didn't realize that, then the fear comes. However, so whether it's a problem or whether it's a pleasure, so same, so something which is not there, and you see, something which is not there, which doesn't exist, we look for that, and we are frightened of something happening, because of the belief, you know, it really exists. You see, that's because of the belief, everything to the belief. Belief. So this. Anyway, believe. You know, the millions and billions of dollars expenses because of belief. And you see. Even one live for 1,000 years. The library is so busy. Sam. Even you live for 1,000 years, you know, library is same. Goodness, busy. Even more busy. So, you know, was want more, you know, all that same, you see. More power, more wealth, more this, more that, you know. So even if you live 1,000 years, even if you live 1,000 years, is it correct? If there's no sicknesses or no something that you can, that you can't move, you see. Of course, then you can't do anything. But if something doesn't happen, then busy probably could be double busy, you know, over busy. So anyway, what's saying there? So this, yeah, then the arahatas, the Aya Bodhisattvas, Buddhas, they see their wisdom, see, you see, know their wisdom, see, that you are totally empty, that you are self totally empty, and your eyes totally empty. No inherent existence. Do not see real. We see real, but they don't. They discover their wisdom. See, opposite. Total opposite. What we think real. Okay. So they. Anyway, what I'm saying, they do not. What they discover, what they see, is all the phenomena. Okay. All this phenomena that we think. Something, anyway, as I mentioned before, really, real one, true existence from the side. You see that? So now, say, we can say that believing in that, then it becomes that is the biggest problem and the basis of all the rest of the problems. See? So but now the arahatas, the bodhisattvas, the Buddhas, what they see, all these causes of phenomena, yourself and the aggregates, your material possessions, surrounding people, family members, I mean the enemy friends, so forth, you see, all these, so forth, all these causes of phenomena, you see, totally empty. do not have, say, do not have true existence, do not have independence, do not see, what they see is, what they discover, what they see is, independence or true existence. there's not even slightest atom of true existence, independence. see, existing from sight. you see, totally, complete, totally empty. So they see, what they realize, what they see, totally empty. So what they see. what you are, hallucinated mind with ignorance. Say, what appeared to you, the way things appear to you, and believed by your ignorance. You see, all these really exist, true existence, independent, everything. Now, the realized beings, those arhatas, bodhisattvas, Buddhas, so they all see totally opposite. They all see total non-existent, completely total non-existent, empty. The way things appear to you, and the way you believe, the way you believe things. The way you hold on to things. So this is not even an atom that exists, you see, totally empty. So like star. Look at the cosmic phenomena like star, and that. So we have to think how they see, What's the reality? What's the reality of the phenomena? So you have to maintain that. So we have extremely powerful. So here, this time, when we recite this prayer, then we we think of reality. We think of reality. Other times, especially busy life, you know, say, you know, we live our life just with the Holy. We live the way we say live our life only with hallucination and with hallucination and this, you know, wrong belief. You see, holding on to these things, all these things say true, say 100% of that. So again, I'm having this great bliss. Sorry, I'm sorry. Not a good bliss. No, I'm talking great, but not very good. This one. Yeah. You see. Do you see? I think he's missing out. So, and. I don't think I had this in the past lives. Here, this verse, you know, the very first one, look at the cosmos like star. That's very, very extremely profound. The very first one. You know, that really look at you, really makes you look at the very, very, very nature of the phenomena, emptiness. See, I actually observed everything. So, like star, you know, daytime, so the sun is shining, so you don't see star. Okay. Oh, then you see this cursor phenomenon. So then, well, then the rest is easy. Yeah. Oh, and then, like they said. defected view of the defected the senses, the eye senses. So the so having hallucinated vision, see like hair, there's no hair falling down. But because it affected the senses of eyes, and you see hair falling down in the food or so. And that's an example, but like that. Like that, any of those hallucinations. take a look at the first phenomena like that, you see. That means you see, reminds you the truth, reminds you the false, reminds you the where they appear to, where they, how they appear to you is because the, how they appear to you. It's them. You see, hallucination. They say independent of truth, all that things. So use not example, use rubrip, you say, and defective view of the defective eye senses, you say. So that so how the phenomena appear to you, like that. So it means not true the way they appear to you, okay? appear to you and how you believe is not true. So then here, by thinking this way, now it makes you to really think. It makes to make you to look at the causal phenomena according to the reality in empty. Understand? So when you do that, then you see the attachment, anger, all the other delusions do not arise. This is able to stop rising and project the wrong view, project the views. You see, that is your So then motivate karma. Then plant the karma seed on the mind, and then it brings, numberless. Then you see like that. Then numbers, future rebirth is here. You know. So become a circle. Then that way. That's how you are circling in samsara. You see. Then, as we have been circling samsara from time of the beginning, and we'll be circling also, you will continue like this. Say, if you don't eliminate samsara, then, including the seed of the delusion. So the imprint. So then you see, endlessly suffering some dire bond is suffering some samsara, see, like that. So the so next one. Like butter lamb. So butter lamb is showing the gross dependent arising, depending on many causes and conditions that exist. So person who makes that, and you know, so depending on many causes and conditions exist. So yeah, these causal phenomena exist by depending on many causes and conditions. So sure, yeah, like that. So it's, you see, not permanence. You see the natural impermanence. Okay. So it helps to see that, and then like what to do. illusion. Next one, illusion. Again, here, Sam. You know, when you have illusion, you know, when the magician person, you see, transformed. Magician person transformed. all kinds of things. They can magician person can transform like cities. You know, they can show all kinds of things. So jewel palace or the beautiful man, woman, or you see all kinds of things they can show. by hallucinating the audience and the senses. what do you say? Yeah, you know, the mental power, whatever the power. Objects or the mental power, or however like that. So anyway, when you see these things, when you have illusion, you see. it appears real. You see real, but it's not true. So exactly the same here in your life. You see, so that. Like illusion, all these kinds of phenomena. So the way they appear and how you believe, the like illusion, okay? Exactly the same.
so like when you watch movie, when you watch movie, so it shows there water, but it's not water. You know, there's you see, it shows people, but it's not people there. There's no people there. You know, there's no water there. It shows food there, but it's not. It shows food, but it's not the real food. You can't eat, you know. so that is it. You actually see the real appearance. You actually see, but you see, it doesn't mean that's mean the truth. That's not real people. so that in there, so illusion is it. All the guys cause the exactly then. Then, then what to do can be dropped any, what to do can be dropped any time, you see. It's just about to fall any time. So that all these kinds of phenomena can be stopped any time. It can be stopped any time. Can be perished any time. Can be stopped any time. not only perishing, not only say changing, decaying, you know, continuously, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, but you know, but it can be stopped any time. Anything can happen. So the water dew can be dropped any time. So here, more the impairment, meditation impairments that are looking at them, see, it's their natural impairments, okay? They like dream again. Same here. This cognitive phenomenon is looking at dream as like dream. So in the dream, through our hallucinating mind, and they appear. see, they appear, you know, as a real. Everything appears as real, even though they're not real, but appear real to our hallucinating mind. And during that time, we believe. You know, unless you are able to recognize dreams, otherwise you see we let our mind hold on to this 100% true. So total belief is 100% true. That's why also fear when something happens, you know, fear rises, you know, all that. So in the dream you meet enemies killing you, enemies. You know, harming you or something. You see, with fear. You see, you know, you're about to fall down. You're about to fall down from mountain or from cliffs or something. You see, you know, a car accident or something in the dream. You see, with the fear for that. Because you let your mind to believe that's true. You see, that's why the fear arises. But if you don't have that belief, then there's no fear. Even though there's an appearance, but you don't have belief, so there's no fear. So yeah, exactly. So like that. So what in the dream things appear. You see, real one exists. But then you let your mind hold on to that 100% truth. So you see. So in reality, that's total non-existent. Total non-existent. There's something there. So now exactly the same in our life. So that all these kinds of phenomena, like that, you see, like dream. So like here, right here, like dream. You see, how all these, you know, the tangas, the lights, the holy objects, you know, when you see people, you know, people around you, you're seeing me on the throne with the microphone and this large throne, you know, this Oh, this gigantic throne. Gigantic throne. So anyway, so you have all this appearance, you know. but real, everything is real. You see. Not, but they don't appear merely impacted by mind. Even though that's the reality, everything real. See, if you look at the light, all the lights are real, you know, of appearing from there. So, you know, all the tangas are real, you see, from all tangas are real, you know. Tanga appearing from its own side, you see, real. So that, you see, and then not only appearing, but we let our mind hold or believe all this is true, 100% true, you see. So that. So that's the main problem. That's the biggest problem. Basis for all other delusions to rise. So therefore, so this is exactly like dream. Exactly like dream. No? Exactly. And then now think at home. Think at home. Exactly the same. All like dream. Exactly. What one thinks, having big, some party, big party or something, enjoying or something, you see, lots of people or something, you know, or receiving lots of gifts or something, birthday party, birthday, you know, birthday. So anyway, so complete like dream, and also when you're sick, you see. And your problems in life. Again here. Again, everything. Again, all this. Exact like dream. Exact like dream. You know? Even when you have problems, unhappiness, everything is real. Real unhappiness. You know, real problem. So, not only appearing, but believe. 100%. That. So, you know, everything is through the mind. We live our life like this, you know, with the mind. So exactly like dream. Same nighttime dream. It's exactly some nighttime dream. look at the cause of phenomena like dreams. That's another. Very. If you don't know how to maintain your emptiness, this is what is the advice by Papa Mercy. Look at your life as dream. So it means there's all this appearance, real and believe 100%, really true. Eh? But there's nothing slightest. I mean, atom exists. It's like what you see in the dream or what believed in dream is that nothing slightest exists. So, it's very profound, very powerful meditation. This very powerful meditation. This is a very good meditation. Very powerful meditation. If you can do that, when doctor says you have cancer, or you see, when you have a relationship problem, that your life live on your life, hold your whole life, live on this person, you see, and the person left you. Suddenly left, doesn't matter, but it's bad. So then, then you want to commit suicide, you see. There's not much space in the mind. There's not much space in the mind, you know, commit suicide. Kill yourself. So then, I'm just giving examples. So there's a time. Then you meditate this. So look at the cause of phenomena. Look at this cause of phenomena like like dream. And do that while you're doing job, you know, meditate that, and while you're studying. I mean, while you are traveling, you know, also when you go to sleep, meditate on that, and also when you get up morning, see, mental doubt, you see. Look at the life, look at the life as dream. So especially when you're experiencing difficulties, when you're experiencing difficulties in the life, you know that the problems, which was a very powerful, very effective, this one to then you don't worry, I say, don't one do not worry, say. So look at it as like dream, the complete cut, and you know, the complete cut, the anger or attachment, whatever it is, grasping. I mean, the anger doesn't grasp, but the anger hurts. So anyway, complete cut. You don't see the point. You don't see the point to get angry, and you don't see the point to have attachment. You see. There's nothing to hold on to. Because there's nothing to hold on to. So the next one is that. Look at the phenomena like lightning. So lightning, you see. It happened, it's gone. So the brightness, you see. You see things when there's lightning in the outside, dark. You see, when there's lightning, you see things, but it's gone. Next, it's gone. So when we die, when death comes, this life, you have human body, you have appearance of human body, and you see families, world, whatever. It happened, it's gone. It happened, but it's gone. So it's like light lightning, see. So this here shows impermanence. So however, since I'm talking about this, so death, when the death is coming, when you're already. When you're already in that process, I mean, there's, you know, can't solve, you see. So that time, you see, that time, I should have done many retreats. I should have done this and that. I should have only practiced Dharma. I should have done that. I should have only practiced Dharma. Just Dharma. I should have only practiced Dharma. You see, I shouldn't have done this and that. Finish. So you have no time. But all this comes, and I think when you're close to die, I think it's like movie, you know. I heard many times from other people. So like watching movie or documentary movie, you know, or like a person you're watching like that exactly now here, documentary of your life, you know, just before death. I think passing through, you see, from childhood time, all, you know, I think it's bad and good and all that. So I heard this. I heard this happening just before the death. So, however, you're now here, you run out of time. I mean, run out of your human life. So, no matter how much you think, I should have done this, or I should have practiced all the Dharma of this and this. I should have spent my life on mental laundry, you know, realization, you know, I should have done that. So, I completely cheated myself, you see, completely follow to hallucinate, you know, wrong, the special talk, wrong thoughts there. You know, the actual Dharma, you know, totally, you know, so totally, I said, cheated myself, you know, there. So, how much, that time, how much thing? You see, you're just about to die. So, you see, the precious human bodies you have, you can do all this, whatever practice you wish to do, whatever Dharma you wish to do, is all that thing. You see, you know, benefit other sentient beings so much what you can do. Now this is about to stop. Now this is about to lose. This is about to lose. See? So, and then just mind, you know, just in unhappiness, so unbelievable fear, and you know, unbelievable fear. what's going to happen after this life? The result of your karma. So that, and something most terrible, something unbelievable, heavy, something's going to happen. So that, and then you see upsetness from all those things, karma. So see. So that, but this happens even for the non-believer. Person who doesn't believe in his karma, even they feel this. Even they feel. I think I talked to some people, and they express that, you know, they, even they don't believe in his karma, but you see, they feel it. You know, I say, their brain doesn't tell, but the heart. You know, maybe I put this way. Anyway. You know. That's a common people to say that. I would say the brain doesn't tell, but the heart. there's something very heavy that's going to happen to me. You know, you naturally feel that. So many people have that. You see. So even though they don't believe intellectually, they don't believe in karma, philosophy, or intellectually, but you know, but the heart tells. You know, what's going to happen? See, feel. That natural feeling. See. So anyway, what was that? But you know, as somebody, you know, person who have been living, who you know, living together for many years, when the person dies, oh, then you see, it gives you great, how to say, awakening. Wake up, you know, wake up. It's like a bell, you know, it's a bell ringing, saying, telling you, wake up. Wake up from delusion. You see, we wake up from, living life with total hallucination or the from delusion or they say total hallucination and the total wrong belief, you know, superstitious belief, the superstitious thought. You see, living life completely with this, so to wake up, you know, wake up. Practice Dharma, help others. You know, not all. now wake up. You see, instead of sacrificing your life only for the I, for the self. You know, now do something for others. Or how about you see, change the attitude into mental lamrim, have real, you know, go to enlightenment, some progression. You see, so that. So of course, it makes you to really see depth, I mean, really see deep, you see. So, what I should abandon, and, you know, all these things, wasted my life, or the not only wasted but negative karma, you know, unbelievable things, something negative karma, you know. So to suffer for unconscionable time is in the lower realm. So I'll say so now you see only practice dharma. Nothing, you know. Nothing. Only practice dharma, that's only what one thing. but then of course it happens, but then of course the you know, some days happens, you know. Then gradually go, then like clouds disappear in the sky, you see. Become thinner and thinner and thinner, wiggle, then gone. Then again mind back to same. Since before. So a few days, you know, few days there's you know, really awakening, you know. Ringing bell, you know, there. So anyway. But it's yeah, it's extremely, it's those are real teaching, you know. But here normally we listen to from the gurus, you see, teaching. but here you see the teaching, you see the real teaching with your eye here. The you know, the with your eye actually see what's happening, you see. You know, with this person, how it's going through, and so then it's very deep teaching for you. You know, discovery of life. So anyway, we need to say it's good to keep the mind in that in spiritual that say transformation towards. A strong wish to practice dharma, you know, to abandon the negative karma, the delusion, that so that courage, you know. So it's good to continue to not lose that, you know. Continue, say. So to not get habituated, to not fall back, habituated. Yep. Past, you see. life of some sort that you see. Your wish is for happiness, but the action becomes cause of the lower realms. You know. Wishes for happiness, but action becomes cause of the lower realms, something like that. So now here, when you practice Dharma, when you engage Dharma, then totally see your wish and your effort, your wish and your action harmonized. You know? Your wish, your action, you see, when you practice Dharma, that brings you happiness, like liberation from something, enlightenment, you see. So what I'm about to do then is choose a water bubble. Then here, looking at the causative phenomena, those causative phenomena I mentioned before, like initial impairments, water bubble. no matter how it looks beautiful and nice, however. You know, it can be popped in the time, you see. So, unbelievable, so fragile, so easy, you see. In the time, in the moment. So, so exactly the same, the life, you know. So, this comes to phenomena. So, there's nothing to hold, there's nothing to, you know, kind of a grasp on, you see, strong holding on, grasp on, you see. There's nothing to that, nothing. Then, lightning, then, like clouds. Clouds, and then, while you're looking at clouds, it's constantly changing. Constantly changing while you're looking at the clouds. And then also, you see cloud there, but the next time when you look at the next minute when you look at it, it's not there. So changing is decaying, you see. Do not last even a minute, say hour, minute, second, even within second. So that so the life discovers the phenomena, you know. Was alive with all this, exactly the same, so constantly changing, decaying, and you know, and they can be stopped any time. So that, so basically, two things: natural impermanence. Looking at them two ways. One is the natural impermanence. One is the very nature of the emptiness. And they say, you know, your life, this phenomenon, the false, and the reality emptiness, okay? I'm aware. So then, then meditating this way, realizing this, then you can overcome delusions. You are able to achieve liberation from oceans of samsara, suffering, and causes, and with the bodhicitta, then able to achieve enlightenment. So wisdom, develop wisdom with the bodhicitta, and develop the bodhicitta as a method to say possessed by company or possessed by wisdom. So they are able to achieve full enlightenment. So that, I think that's it. Maybe this wasn't what I planned. This was what I planned to speak, but so just came by the way.